Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a Correct the Mistakes episode where we take a look at two sentences which contain mistakes. Each sentence contains two mistakes and your job today is to try to fix my sentences. So there are two mistakes in each sentence, so therefore there are four mistakes for you to find. If you'd like to write these down before I read them, then get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. Okay, so here is sentence number one. Correct the mistakes. Elliot and I have met 5 years ago when he and his wife buy the house next door. Elliot and I have met 5 years ago when he and his wife buy the house next door. Okay, let's move on to sentence number two. I wish I have more money so I could go in holidays. I wish I have more money so I could go in holidays. And what are the mistakes in that sentence? Okay, so if you'd like to take a bit of time to think about it, then pause this podcast. And then when you're ready, press play and we'll look at the answers together. Okay, let's take a look at the answers then. So, do you think you found any of those mistakes? So, let's take a look at the original sentence from number one. Elliot and I have met 5 years ago when he and his wife buy the house next door. So, the first mistake is all about the tense. So, it happened 5 years ago. Therefore, it needs to be past simple. And in my sentence, I use the present perfect, Elliot and I have met. But it should be Elliot and I met 5 years ago. Don't use the present perfect tense if you specify when something happened in the past. So if you say 5 years ago, or if you say yesterday, or if you say last year, then you will use the past simple. So that's the first mistake. The other mistake is also related to the past simple, because I said when he and his wife buy the house next door. Buy is the infinitive, but we need the past simple. So what's the past simple of buy? It is bought. So the full sentence should be Elliot and I met 5 years ago when he and his wife bought the house next door. Okay, what about the second sentence? I wish I have more money so I could go in holidays. Well, we start with the word wish. This wish from this sentence, is it about the past? Is it about now? It's about now. I wish that now there was more money. When we use wish and we have a wish about now, we need to use the past simple tense. So instead of I wish I have more money, it should be I wish I had more money. And the other mistake, I wish I had more money so I could go in holidays. Well, we don't say in holidays, but we say on holiday, singular. So the full sentence, I wish I had more money so I could go on holiday. Okay, how did you do? Did you find the mistakes? Did you correct them? Well done if you did. And if you missed some or all of them, then hopefully you've learned some new grammar points that you can start using in your day-to-day English. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.